Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our TGIF Live studio audience is looking for a little more out of life and ready to take everything to the next level. They've got pen and paper and are excited to learn how to make that happen from our five purpose-driven partners. Today's topics on episode 166, Transformation, Rediscovery, Animal Spirit, Arizona Recalls, and Your Mission. Delivered by partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Clifton Pettyjohn, what a great last name. Purpose, Transformation, and Spirituality. Aubrey Johnson, The Road to Rediscovery. Joanne Helfert Sullum, Evolution of a Wild Heart. Shelby Bush, We the People AZ Alliance. And Tippi Felsenstein, Mission Motivator. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Everything is there for everybody, and it's all free, guys. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage, and start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything Home. Well, that's our breaking news intro, and as you know, as all of you probably know by now, that the great Rush Limbaugh had passed away on Wednesday, and I did play a tribute to him on our show, but I got a little emotional, so I didn't share my personal story, and I wanted to quickly do that now. My dad was a huge, he was a huge fan, and God, this happens every show. He was a huge fan, and he made us listen to Rush Limbaugh shows back in the 80s when he was on WABC in New York. And it's funny, when I went off to college in California in 1991, my dad was concerned. He was a little concerned I might turn into one of those liberals. So he would actually tape record Rush's shows every day and mail the cassette tapes to me. And of course, being the pack rat that I am, I still have all of the cassette tapes. Today's topics, transformation, rediscovery, animal spirit, Arizona recalls, and your mission. Sorry, guys. It's February 19th, and this episode is going to make you think about the bigger picture, your role, encourage you to take action, and remind you it's time to bring a little God and faith back into your life. Carrie Underwood, God, love her, is the perfect person to get us in this mood. Please join us for this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. We're bringing you experts, entrepreneurs, and professionals, and most purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide you with real-life tangible takeaways to take action, grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet five of them today. It's going to be a little bit more spiritual journey. It should be rather interesting how all of these guests jump on the same page with one another. I love when that happens. It's so powerful, at least from my end. I hope you guys can feel it too. Promise to always motivate you guys and give you inspiration, valuable information. And of course, we try to entertain. I encourage you to take some time this weekend to identify one area of your life or business that you want to change. Grab that pen and paper, as we talked about so many times, because when you write it down, it really makes a huge difference. And listen to any of our past 163 segments delivered by 100 partners. That's a lot of different people, a lot of different ways to go about addressing some issues and concerns and getting you the information. So you definitely will always find somebody that you can relate to and connect with. You know, you owe it to yourself to be living your best life, and we have the tools and resources to help you do that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to search on Google, no wondering who should I listen to or who should I trust or who should I learn from. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab, and the Purpose Driven Partners tab under that. You'll see all the topics. You can listen to the shows. You can learn from the experts. You can go directly to their websites by clicking on the company name next to their names. And also, don't forget, before we started this segment, I was doing one-on-one interviews. So there's 130 full one-on-one interviews that you can listen to that are on the episodes tab. So again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You're running out of excuses. I'm making excuses go away. So let's get on with the show today. Today's topics: transformation, rediscovery, animal spirit, Arizona recalls, and your mission. Let's meet the partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Referral Network. First up, Mr. Clifton Pettyjohn. Told you, he's got a great last name. Clifton Pettyjohn, he's a purpose strategist, author, transformation coach, spiritual leader, and host of the What Now podcast and Transformation Radio. Audience, give this powerful guy a round of applause. How are you today, Clifton?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. So you are a new friend of ours on the platform. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then there's a lot to share. We've got some transformation happening today.
Sure. As you said, my name is Clifton Pettyjohn. I am your trusted voice of transformation. I teach individuals how to revolutionize their life through purpose identification and execution. I'm excited about being on here today and sharing with everyone.
So purpose identification, a little transformation. You've got your two shows that you're doing. What do you want to focus on first?
We can focus on the transformation, from stagnation to transformation, or transformation radio.
Let's do stagnation to transformation. I think that's critical.
Sure.
Because the theme today, I want people to really get repositioned in their head to make a change. It's time.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
No more excuses.
And I feel like sometimes we have gotten ourselves stuck or stagnant because we're trying to hold on to things that no longer serve us. And we need to free ourselves enough to allow ourselves to experience transformation. Sometimes life and our body and certain circumstances and situations are trying to communicate to us a message. However, we're trying to communicate a message to it and trying to get it to submit to the message we're communicating. When sometimes we have to learn to be a little more fluid when it relates to purpose and when it relates to transformation. I'm a person that likes to know A through Z before I move. Well, one thing I learned about transformation and about life, it just doesn't work that way all the time.
I like that you said you have to be fluid. And then also, What do you feel about when you're seeing this, you know, sometimes it's time to move on or release things in your life. That includes people too. It's okay to let some of those people go when you're not you're not on the same page anymore. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's absolutely okay to let people go. And I also encourage people to take it a step farther, because sometimes we can be so externally focused and we're always letting this person go and that person go and that person go, that we're not taking time to deal with the characteristics inside of us that attracts us to those type of people. Now, we can have people that are great people. They just aren't great with us. We don't mesh well with them. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves always saying, oh, that person caused me to do this and that person caused me to do that. But if we do a little internal examination, we'll find ourselves vibrating on a higher frequency and attracting different type of people in our lives.
And what I'd like for the audience to maybe think about in a different way, doing all that's not selfish. You know, you're actually making yourself better and, you know, taking the time to kind of figure things out, or like you said, really come up with what kind of transformation you want. That's what you're supposed to do. It's not selfish. So take that misconception out.
It's actually not selfish at all. Because when we begin to do that self-work and begin to love ourselves enough to build ourselves up, then when we go to help others, we can become more effective because we're first helping ourselves. You know, sometimes we feel empty, we feel drained, we feel burnt out because we're pouring out of us what we need versus giving ourselves what we need and then pouring out of ourselves.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. So what are some steps that people can take either after they listen to this show or this weekend? Because like you said, there's no time like the present to make these changes. And the month has flown by. We're almost in March. So what do you want them to do? What's the most effective way to make all this happen?
Okay, what I want to do is I want to share four quick principles. I came up with an acronym that I use as one of the days in From Stagnation to Transformation. If you don't know, From Stagnation to Transformation is a book that I wrote. It's a 21-day coaching actuation designed to manumit purpose. What it is it is 21 different principles laid throughout this book that will help you along your journey of transformation. Now, here's the reality. That does not mean that everything is going to change in your life. It's a 21-day jumpstart that if you read and apply it, you'll begin to see some of those changes in your life. So I think it's around day three or day four. I can't remember exactly. I use the acronym of the word wait because I hear a lot of people talk about waiting, and I'm not talking about W-E-I-G-H-T. I'm talking about W-A-I-T, W-A-I-T. And the acronym that I came up with is, number one, the word woke. And when I'm talking about woke, I mean that you begin to be aware of your relationship with yourself and your purpose. Now you become woke of it. You are awakened of it, and you're aware of that thing. And not just aware of it, but when you become aware of it, you begin to connect with it. And now as you connect with it, you'll begin to move freely with it. The second word is to align with it. Now, alignment means that, you know, you come into agreement with it. There are different techniques you can use. I use breathing techniques. I use writing, podcasting, and all of those things to help me remain centered. As a matter of fact, what I usually do is, even on my podcast, I tell everybody, take a deep breath in, hold it, breathe out. We do that a couple of times. Why? Because that centers ourselves. It brings us to our current state. We're not worried about the past. We're not trying to figure out the future, but we are present now. Why is it important that we are present? Because it is the tools, techniques, and strategies that we need to gain here presently that's going to help produce the future that we desire. So it is important that we are woke, that we align, and then the word I use intelligence. Sometimes throughout life, some of us don't view ourselves as intelligent because we measure our intelligence off of somebody else's intelligence. But the reality is that we all were created with our own manifestation or own reality, I would say, reality of intelligence. So you have to begin to tap into your own reality of intelligence and exercise there. Stop comparing yourself and just be comfortable with being the intelligent being that you are. And then the last word that I use is trust, the principle of trust. And I know usually we look at this and we're saying trust the process, trust God, and all of that is very important. But here I say trust the essence of who you are, trust who it is that you are. And in trusting who you are really trusting who God is and understanding that you are greater than your present circumstance, you're greater than anything that you've been through. And if you can grab hold of that, you will begin to see the power of transformation in your life.
Well, I would have to say that there is really now no excuse why people can't start this transformation. You kind of laid it out pretty simple. There are 21 principles down to 4. Take out the pen and paper, yeah. Everybody. And, you know, let's get away from that stagnation and really transform. Clifton, can you give your contact information so people can learn more, start following you and listen to your 2 great shows?
Sure. The best way to reach me is through my website, www.cliftonpettyjohn.com, or you can find me on social media platforms by just typing in Clifton Pettyjohn.
And then if you could send me the links to your 2 shows, what I'll do is I will add you to our Must Listen To page, and then we'll have your direct links. You'll put your little pretty face on there, and then people can just click that, and they'll go directly to your shows. That would be awesome. So if you could do that for me, I'd appreciate it. And thank you for becoming a new partner of ours. I love your message, and you've got a great last name. So I look forward to you coming on next month, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll come on anytime you'll have me. I appreciate it.
And you got a great voice for radio too. It's very soothing. It's like I want to take another breath. I want to take another breath with Clifton. All right, my friend, You have an awesome weekend. Thanks for coming on.
You as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks. Ooh, kind of like that. All right, everybody, keep in mind that all of the websites for all of the guests and all their contact information, you can find everything on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We've made it easy to find all the people so you can listen to them, even on the Must Listen To page. If they've got a podcast or a talk radio show or a TV show or a live stream, all right there. So you know who to listen to, the messages that matter, the really good people doing the good business and good things. All right, it is 12:18. I'm going to try. I don't even want to say that. I'll try to keep it on schedule today because I always blow that out. But we're gonna do our best. It's just that when I have some of these guests on, they've got an incredible message, and I don't want to just cram it into those 7 minutes, but I want to be respectful of everybody's time, the listeners, and our guests. So let's bring on our next partner, Mr. Aubrey Johnson. He's the host of the Road to Rediscovery podcast. Audience, give him a nice big round of applause.
Thank you.
Yeah, they love you, man. You just do, you know, you come on here, you breath of fresh air, you're always positive, you share some information about your guests. How are you today, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great. The glass is always half full to me. It really is. And and I'm just glad to be here, especially after this tumultuous week. It's great to be here on your show, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. It's been a really interesting week. I didn't go into detail about anything really political today, which, you know, nowadays, and as you know from interviewing your guests, that's the political landscape and what's going on is so intertwined into our business and our personal lives that it's not separated anymore because it matters. Actions that are being taken affect us personally, regardless of what side of the, you know, aisle you are on. As far as I'm concerned, there is no sides. It's right. Us versus them. But yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, look at Texas. That's just crazy. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Rush. I mean, just so much. So it's almost like it's this reality that we're in is just upside down, backwards. What's up is down. What's left is right. What's, you know, forward is backward. It's it's just odd. It's just very odd. And that's not even going down the road of a whole bunch of other things. You want to comment on that, especially with the feedback you're getting from your guests?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. There are so many different, I don't know, if you could take every issue and every story that we hear in the media and just intertwine it all together, I mean, this would be one mangled knot of string, you know? And on top of that, then you have the climate, with the winter storms and the sub-zero temperatures going across the United States. I mean, I would say a fair 80% of the continental U.S., you know, and like you said, Texas, I'm in North Dallas, so it's been tumultuous week for me.
Ooh.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm here in North Dallas, and so a lot of power outages. My house, we had rotating or rolling outages. Every 45 minutes, the power was on. Every 45 minutes, it was off. And on top of that, then we, didn't have any water. So, that was a challenge, That was a big obstacle, a big challenge. But see, here's the thing, Michelle. And I think this is something that hosts of our show, not just hosts of our show, but hosts of our brand, it's not just talking the talk. We need to walk the walk. And I know I may be stating the obvious. I know that may sound cliche, but case in point, the challenges I was going through with no power or being cold, no running water. Those were some pretty hefty challenges, and some struggles. But you have to stay the course. You have to have, calm, easy mind, and just persevere, I mean, it has to be calm and at ease, yet you have to have the assertion to persevere and the mental strength and the mental toughness to get through this, right? I mean, having a meltdown doesn't help anything. And so, my podcast, as The Road to Rediscovery, it's about going through those challenges in life. The slogan or tagline I like to say is, on the road to rediscovery, there are no detours. Okay, so when you have a barrier or a path, a barrier or an obstacle, that is in your path, it's not in your path. It is the path. It's the path. It's meant to be there. It has to be there. How can we grow otherwise? We need to learn how to navigate those, but that is the path. And so this week, as bad as it was with the power outages and the water, no water service, that's the path. I mean, I can't get to sunshine of spring and summer without going through this. So again,
right.
It's the path. And so I need to, as a host of my brand and my podcast, I need to reemphasize that, through to my listeners. I need to reemphasize that, hey, I'm not just talking the talk and saying, hey, you need to overcome your adversities and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but guess what? I'm in there with you. I'm in the trenches. I'm going through these challenges. And here is my upbeat disposition. Here's my upbeat personality. And here's my my inner strength, my mental strength to find resolve and to navigate and lean into these problems. When you lean into the problems, they're a lot more manageable. They really are. And so that's an example. It's not just having the podcast talking about these things and having hosts on talking about them, but demonstrating them yourself as a host of your show, of your brand. To me, that's critically important.
I like lean into the problems. You can't run away from them, but if you actually try to figure out, how to get around them or what the issue is or what caused them or what you did, if it's something that you kind of created on your own. It's part of the path. Mm-hmm. It's there for a reason. Don't go around it. Don't ignore it. Learn from it. And if it's
something
that you could prevent the next time, great. If it's something like what you're dealing with in Texas, maybe the lesson from that was be have more preparedness. You know, people are always like meal kits and extra water supplies, and generators,
right.
Things, you know what I mean? That you're like, it's 2021. I don't need that. Well, kind of need to have some of that stuff, you know, or flashlights or extra heaters, all that, you know, things that you just guys never thought. I'm in North Dallas. Why would I ever need this? But, you know, maybe that part of that is the lesson too, is we take a lot of these things for granted and how vulnerable you know, the grid is. I mean, well, and how much we rely on electricity and power and all that. And then all of a sudden it's gone. Then you're like, well, now what? Yo, what do I do? I don't even have a candle. Yeah, this is bad. You know, so
it
kind of puts things in a perspective. Can you give your website and the shows? And again, your show is already listed on our must listen to page. So you're already covered there. So just give that information so people can find you and tune in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The show is The Road to Rediscovery. It's about reflecting on past life lessons to learn and grow and take it to the next level and help others who are struggling through dark times. I interview amazing guests from all over the world who have overcome major adversities to not only survive, but to thrive, and they're helping others in the process. So The Road to Rediscovery can be heard and subscribed to on just about any platform where you listen to your shows. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on iHeartRadio. I am on Libsyn. I am on Spotify, Podbean. The list goes on. U-Radio. I'm on all of those platforms. So I can also be reached out to on my Facebook page, which is R2R Podcast, R2 and R Podcast, and on Instagram at AJShark49. I can be connected there as well. Love to hear any stories that anyone has of overcoming some obstacles or how they manage and lean into the challenges that they have in their lives.
And then next month, you can tell us the story behind the shark, because I'm sure there's something funny attached to that. So that's your sign. We will start your episode next month with the shark, but I got a bump, Aubrey. I appreciate you coming on. And again, it's the Road to Rediscovery podcast. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great weekend. Stay safe and stay warm, okay?
Oh, sure will, Michelle. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Oh, Aubrey, he's such a really great guy. Really great guy. All right, 12:27. Oh, 28. We are right on time. I just want to let everybody know, keep a reminder that we do have our free monthly giveaway. We are bribing you to take action to help support the show, to get it out there so more people can know about all of these great guests that we have on our show, all these amazing partners. So, to win $50 cash, all you need to enter to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player, or on 14 of them. So you can always find us and just click that little button. Comment and share on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Rumble, and Gab. I love Rumble. I'm putting all the videos up there, all the shows that are listed. So please subscribe on Rumble. You could join our newsletter. That way you don't have to worry about big tech censorship. We're getting censored all the time on all the social media platforms because we encourage the truth. We talk about God and patriotism. They hate that. So we always get censored. So to get around that, if you join our newsletter, and keep in mind, just a couple little clicks, a little bit of typing, and every time you do an action like the above, we'll enter you into the contest to win the $50. So I promise next week I will do the announcements on who the winners were. And to keep it simple, just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the rate and review graphic at the very top of the page. The links to the social media graphic is to the right of that, so it has all of our links. And then, of course, all the buttons to subscribe on your favorite podcast player is right there, so you never miss an episode. All right, 12:29, I'm going to bring on our next guest. Now, last month we were talking about the animal spirit, and I wanted to elaborate on that. Miss Joanne Helfert Sullum, she's an artist and author of Evolution of a Wild Heart. She talked about her, I believe it was a falcon, and audience, give her a round of applause, because she kind of enlightened a lot of people on the show about their animals too. How are you today, Joanne?
Good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. Now, as we talked about last month, my what I assumed my animal spirit was, because you said an animal spirit means you it's an animal that you constantly see. And yours, I believe, was a falcon, right? Wasn't it a falcon? It was like an animal,
right,
a bird,
yes,
that you rarely ever
and
see.
You, were there, but you said you had a rabbit giving you the eye all the time.
He gives me the stink eye. Like, literally gives me the stink
eye.
Yeah. There's a couple of them. There's the one that's in the front, one that's in the back. And the only reason I know it's different is because obviously they're different sizes. And, yeah, he gives me the stink eye. And then sometimes he just doesn't move and just stands there. So we both stand there. You know, we both don't move. And we just see who moves first. Oh, yeah, it's stupid. But,
okay.
You know, it's a little entertainment. But I looked up what the spirit animal for the rabbit was. It's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't like it. So I'll share with you real brief. It says and then I would like you to comment on it. The rabbit spiritual animal carries many complex meanings. It's associated with fear because the rabbit's timid nature, but it's also with fertility and creativity. I don't need any fertility. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it at that. Let's get that one out of the mix. And it's a symbol of luck, symbol of abundance. People who connect with the rabbit are clever and creative. I did like that. But maybe working to overcome fear and anxiety. So it's this fear and anxiety that keeps coming up. So it's like I guess maybe they do that so you don't get fully insulted by their summary, that they, you know, they throw you a bone by saying, hey, these are the great things, but really here's what it means. And fear and anxiety. I mean, come on. You've got a comment on any of that based on your relationship
with
animals?
Sure. Right. Well, I think, you know, the rabbit's basically looked at as a symbol of good luck and fertility. But fertility doesn't mean,
reproduction. We don't need that.
It could mean that you are doing a lot of things and that you are growing, maybe growing your business, something like that. The thing is, and there are experts on this. I'm just touching on the basics of it. But the main thing is, what do you feel when you are connecting with this rabbit? Like for me, for example, when I saw the peregrine falcon, I felt either that something was going to change in my life or that it was acknowledging a change. It always showed up at those times. So it's just really tapping into how you're feeling when you're around the rabbit or when the rabbit shows up for you. You know, are you feeling fearful or about something, or are you feeling, you know, blessed and you feeling like you're just doing a lot? And, that's the thing I would look at mostly, is how you are feeling about it more, because that's the message that it's giving you.
Yeah, that's what I need to think about or feel about when
right. Yeah.
What's happening
when you're around it, or you think about the rabbit? What's the emotion that comes up for you? What can you say? Like, because then once you start thinking about it, you'll get like an aha moment. You'll be like, oh yeah, that's right. You know, that kind of makes sense for me in something that's going on in your life. And you sound really busy.
Oh gosh. You see the circles under my eyes. It looks like I went a couple rounds with Mike Tyson, and I'm like, I thought it was going to go away. It's not like I've had a good night's sleep, but I went, this is bad. Like, you can't even cover this stuff up, but it is what it is.
Right. So maybe maybe it's as simple as that, is that you have a lot going on and maybe you need to slow down a little bit. Maybe that's why he's giving you the stink eye.
That's what I should. I should videotape that and then go ahead and post that so people can see how this ridiculous exchange goes on. But it seems like we both enjoy it, which is kind of, it's even more stupid.
Yes, I love rabbits, Eastern cottontails. I raised a number of them. I raised one named Hercules that I raised with a fawn. And they were so close. So when the fawn would be out and the rabbit would be out, I released the rabbit. And I couldn't find the fawn because I had to bring her back in. She had a bad leg. So I would let her out for a little while and then I'd bring her back in. And I would say, Hercules, where's Bella? And every time he would just get up on his hind legs and look around, and he would like be like a little compass and point me in the right direction. Every single time it was hysterical. But I love rabbits. They're great animals. So I don't think that's a bad one that you have. You could have a stink bug, okay?
Yeah, that would be really bad. So before I let you go, because I want to make sure that I'm trying to keep on time, and you know I have a problem with letting everyone talk longer than I'm supposed to, but do you have any advice for people to either find what their animal spirit is or connect with it to help analyze what that is real quick so they can have this conversation having?
Yes, I'm actually putting together a list after I'm in the tail end of editing my book, which is, you know, just 100% of my focus. But right after that, I'm going to be putting together a fun workbook journal that people can download. And including in that, which I'm going to start probably next month, is a list. I'm going to start out with the top 12 animals and define a little bit from your spirit animal to your totem animal. So what the message that they're giving to you as opposed to
you're breaking in and out a little bit. You're going to do that next year. You were breaking in and out. It's technology. I can see you're talking about something positive in the censorship people. They don't like that. They hate, they don't like this platform. We talk about change and positive and God and patriotism. No, that's bad in the big tech world. So I'm not surprised they were bleeping you out. So give your website so people can follow you and get more information. And then next month, you're going to talk a little bit more about these.
Absolutely.
That you're going to be giving more. You're going to put a list together for everybody. So, yeah, give your information real quick.
I am. It's exciting. Okay, it's joannesullum.com. You can find everything there. That's J-O-A-N-N-E, Sullum, S-U-L-L-A-M.com, joannesullum.com. And, of course, they can find it at your page, too, the links that you have, right?
They just click on they click on the episodes, and you've got a couple on there. I recommend that they listen to the one we did last month, as you go in a little bit more detail on the whole your spiritual animal, the falcon. So, you know, hearing the analysis for both of them really kind of makes people even more excited to figure out what theirs is. So thank you, Joanne. Always a pleasure. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's exciting. More than one. There's more than one. So there's more than one for you, Michelle. More than the rabbit.
All right, so I got to go fit. Well, if I actually went outside, then maybe I would figure out what the other animal is. But see, it's not like they come and knock on the door or show up at the window because I'm at my desk. So that is it's time to go outside. Okay, that's a good message. That's something that I will put on the to-do list. Thank you, Joanne, for the reminder. I need to go outside.
I'll talk to you next month. Okay.
Thanks, my friend. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Bye.
Yeah, see, we're going to give you a little bit of spirituality when it comes to animals. It's fascinating. Her work and her artistry is pretty talented. And again, to keep it simple, if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Partners and Patriots tab, all the shows are there. You can look up Joanne's information. If you click the name of any of the people's organizations or companies, it'll take you right to their websites. And then also, don't forget anybody that has a show, we want to go to the must listen to tab and it'll get you directly to their podcast and their talk shows. Before we bring on our next guest, which is Shelby Bush, I just want to let everybody know, if you're new to the show, I had an incredible interview last week live with the pastor Dave Scarlett and the prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. He's with His Glory. They were out here in Arizona. It was an amazing interview and I encourage everyone to listen to it. I'm not promoting it because I did it. I'm promoting it because of the content. I've actually listened to it a couple times, and each time I'm taking additional notes. If you're not familiar with them, again, they're listed on our Must Listen To page. It'll take you directly to their shows. They do a show together, which is Grace and Glory. So take a listen to that. It's on our homepage. It's on our Partners and Patriots tab. It's also on the episodes tab. And of course, if you're following the show on any of the podcast players, it's on episode 161. And I have a new show that I released yesterday with Michelle Winder. She's the host of Live at 5 Unredacted Truth, The Inside Scoop. She's awesome. She has a Facebook Live show every day that she does at 5 o'clock. It's really the Inside Scoop and some inspiration on what's going on in America, in our country, on politics, and all of the different things that are going on in the financial world and things like that. Episode 165. So again, take a listen to that this weekend. It's a fun show. She's a great personality. We had a good time on it. So let's bring on our next guest, Shelby Bush. Shelby, oh, we need to get some updates here in Merrick Corruption County, Arizona. Shelby Bush, she's the chairman of We the People Arizona. They are just taking everybody down. It is time to just recall this whole state of Arizona audience for all the hard work and for the amazing interview she's done this week. Yeah, this week, last week, you are en fuego, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I love coming on here. I love talking to you, and I've missed you the last few weeks.
I know, it's very sad. Yeah. Pobrecito. Oh, I was at K Triste. I was crying. I was like, where's Shelby? I need my Shelby fix. But you've done an amazing job. You were on the Steel Truth. That you did a great job there. You were on the War Room with Steve Bannon. You did a great job there. And where else did I see you show up? No, you just popped up. And it was funny because on Wednesday, I don't know if you get a chance to listen to our show. And if you haven't connected with her, you probably should. Marianne Mendoza, I've done a couple shows with her on our show. She was on Wednesday. And Dan Schultz, he is all about the precinct committeemen movement, right? So I see you pop up on the War Room yesterday or the day before. And I was like, okay, three of my guests are on the War Room. Steve's stealing my guests. Steve is stealing my guests, and these are people that I actually have become friends with. I'm like, what's going on, Steve? Steve-o, you're stealing my peeps. But you did a great job. Great job.
He knows what's happening. He's following you. See how that works?
He must be. So what is going on? Like I renamed it Merrick Corruption County. So please start spreading that around. And I'm going to keep saying it until we actually have the audit done on the machines and everybody is out of office. So I think I might be saying it for years.
Well, you know, we're still fighting, you know, and we're communicating with the Senate. The bottom line is the Senate still has the power. The power has been invested in the Senate. We gave that power to the Senate. And we're really hoping and encouraging our senators to push forward and to realize the power they do have. They only need the Judiciary Committee to enforce the subpoena. They've been given advice that they need the full Senate. I disagree. Some other legal constitutional attorneys disagree. And it's just a matter of them being courageous and doing the right thing. But in the meantime, we the people have to put the push down, right? And that's what this recall is all about. It's about exposing these guys for who they are, what they're doing, and the rights that they're violating of the citizens. And I'll tell you, we had an event probably a week and a half ago. We had a socialist Democrat speak at our event. We had the chair of the Libertarian Party speak at our event. And guess what? They're both saying our election system is corrupt and we need to band together to fix it. That was pretty incredible. The chairman of the Libertarian Party has actually filed a lawsuit against Maricopa County for violating his party's rights to be present during their, well, they want to call it an audit. I call it a circus show without the clowns, but they didn't invite the parties to be present. And the Libertarian Party, they say, hey, our elections are messed up. We've got a data analyst. He's a socialist Democrat. And he says, I've been tracking this for years. They've been rigging the system against us for the longest time. So this isn't a partisan issue. It really isn't. It took President Trump to wake up the Republicans and the conservative community to what was going on. Absolutely. And you know, he's key and first and foremost in many of our hearts and minds for what he's done. But it's awakening all across the country. And I would venture to say, I think the last poll that was done, so 75% of Americans believe our elections are fixed, but yet they want to sit on their partisan platforms and make it look like it's completely, completely partisan. And it's not, and it shouldn't be. This is our right as Americans afforded us under the Constitution. And our Constitution protects everyone's rights equally. It doesn't matter your party affiliation.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about ever since November on this show and even with you. It's not left or right. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's us, the American people, versus the establishment, versus the people that are in office, versus what I call the 10 B's, which are running the show. And it's against us. They hate us. They hate Americans. They literally do. Look at the things that they do. Look at the actions that they take. I mean, if you and I were in the Senate and the rest of the people that you are working with, and look, you've got the Libertarian and the Social Democrat, they would never say, well, you can't see the machines. You can't do the audit. To me, that's the most common sense thing that should be done. There should be no pushback. It should be automatic. Of course, we got nothing to hide. Please go ahead and check them out. So it's really, it's us who love the country and love America and the people in charge. It is literally that bad. And I never thought we would get here. It is that bad.
Here's the problem too. It's not even about what are they hiding, what are they covering up. It's the fact that they have blatantly shown us that they have no respect for us at all. We are nothing more than dirt on their shoes. Even the fact that, you know, you said they hate us. I don't even know
if they
give us enough thought to hate us. I don't know. You're probably right.
You're right. They don't even know that we're there. They don't care. They already know that they're getting paid and we follow exactly everything that they say, and they could quiet us or censor us or cancel us. They're like, oh, little peons in the world. Yeah, we're not worthy. Yeah, no, they don't even hate us because they don't even acknowledge us, which is even worse than hating us. At least hate means you're like, I know what you're doing and I hate you for it. I'm sorry. You're who? I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, a thinker says what?
These board of supervisors, right? How can we expect them to care one ounce what we think when they think somehow that they're superior to the Senate? They disrespected our senators, Glenn Hickman, Senator Rick Gray, Senator Dick.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
So it's not even that they think they are so much better than the rest of us. And these are elected officials. These are people we spend our time, money, our energy. Yeah. To put them into office and they snub their nose at us. And then they want to go on the news and go on these apology tours crying about how victimized they feel. Do you care how they feel right now?
No, I don't. I don't even want to hear from him. I don't want to see him. I can't even. I turned off the TV a long time ago because I couldn't even see him on television. And if I hear their voices, I get that little screech in your ear. And you're like, I can't listen to the lies and the junk and all of the propaganda anymore because of what damage they're doing and they continue to do. I can't. So what do we do in order to take action to get the two parts? One is obviously we've got to get the recall petitions signed. But the other part for, is there anything that we can do to get this audit done? What needs to happen to push that along? Is there anything that people can do?
Well, so a few things. Number one, yes, help us with the recall. We've got some tremendous volunteers, some tremendous leads that are working their tails off all around the county and now all around the state because they believe in this. And I think the biggest thing I could say, write letters to your Republican senators, encourage them, remind them who elected them, and that we have their back. And ultimately, it doesn't matter the pressures that come down on them from above top. It's us on the bottom that are going to put them back in office. And we put them there because we believed in them and encourage them. To the rest of them, make sure you're sending letters and explaining to them how the sanctity of our vote should matter more than whatever political games they're playing, and that we will see to it that eventually none of them hold a public office again. I think the biggest thing I could say to people aside from that is don't give up. Don't give up. Don't go back to business as usual. We have done that over and over and over again. And we have to show them it's different this time. And I know it's hard and it's painful and it's a sticky situation, but we cannot ease up the pressure on these guys because they are waiting for us to crack. And we have to show them we're not. We're not going to crack this time. It's not going to end, and we're going to keep pushing until we get that audit. And so if that's through phone calls, letters, whether it be encouragement or disgust or whatever, just make sure they know we're not going anywhere.
And then as far as the recall, you've got all five of the Mayor Corruption County Board of Supervisors. And then is there anyone else that we've added on to that? I mean, there's a long list that we should, but I know that there's logistics involved. So do you have anyone else besides those five yahoos?
Yes, we filed on Senator Boyer, who was the lone Republican who voted against enforcing the subpoenas and seizing the equipment. So we've got a recall on him. He's LD-20. We need all the help we can get to get this man out of office. If we don't get anybody else out of office, this man needs to go. He has shown a consistent desire to act against us. And some of the votes that he's putting forth are just incredible. He has no respect for his colleagues, no respect for the citizens of this state. So we need to get him out of office. We've also filed on Ducey, Hobbs, and Hoffman.
Ah, good. But so but it's not official yet for Ducey, Hobbs, and Hoffman?
Oh, it's 100%
it?
Official.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Petitions are out there and being circulated. So if people want to get involved and help, we're encouraging people all across the state to step up and help us lead the charge. And like I said, ma'am, we are so blessed with the incredible amount of volunteers that are just coming up beside us and working their tails off. And, you know, pray for them. Pray for the volunteers and the people on the street that are heading up this fight. Because, you know, when you're taking on flak, you're above the target. And I believe we're above the target. And for once, we've identified who the enemies of the state truly are. And so there's a lot of flack going to come our way and is coming our way. And so, you know, pray for the foot soldiers that are out there fighting. And we encourage you to join us and come alongside us and be a part of our team.
And there's multiple people. So now, because you've expanded it to, is what Marianne Mendoza told me, it's Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey is our governor. Doug Ducey. That is Ducey, people, right? So since that is statewide, every person in the state can actually sign a petition. It doesn't just have to be in your district. So it is. There's no reason that anyone is not participating. So give your website, Shelby, and let's get these petitions signed. Bye-bye, Ducey.
Sure, and the petitions are available online. So if you have access to legal-sized papers, you can print them out, sign them, have your neighbors and your family sign them, and then get them notarized and mail them in to us. You don't even have to come down to the office. You don't have to do any of that. Just get us your signature and get us your friends and family. And go to our website. It's www.wethepeoplealliance.com.
Perfect. And on our Take Action tab, which is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the information on what to do, and I'm going to add to it this weekend, is there. Shelby's website is there. There's a big graphic, and it also gives you direct links to all of the emails and Twitter accounts and phone numbers to all of the state senators, all of the state Democrats, it's Republican, Democrat, the senators, the every elected official, including all the board members for the Mayor Corruption County, the board supervisors, even Ducey's information, it's all there. So you don't have to, you just click. It made it easy. And then you can go directly to We the People AZ Alliance. So Shelby, thank you so much for all your hard work. I look forward to seeing you on more interviews on the TV of the shows that I do watch. You're doing a great job, my friend. Keep up the great work, and I will definitely say some prayers for the foot soldiers and for you yourself and Rachel too.
Thank you so much, and God bless you for what you're doing and spreading truth and light into the world. We need more people like you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We're kicking it into gear this weekend, so watch out to see what happens next week. Michelle's mad. Michelle's at it. Michelle's got these dark circles and wrinkles coming from all this stuff because I'm just angry and I don't need to not look pretty. So I'm going to just take it out on the politicians. Why not, right? It's time. We're going to make some changes. we're going to make some changes. Thank you so much, Shelby, and you have a great weekend and keep up the great work.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, I'm a little bit over, but I'm going to just jump right into it. I'm going to bring on our next guest, Tippi Felsenstein. She is an author, motivator, and host of the talk show Tippi Talk. Oh, we had such a great time with her last month. Let me just, before I bring her on real quick, I want to see if there's anything else I needed to, I just wanted to let you know, all of those great partners that you've been listening to for the past hour, they're on every single month, and we've got 100 right now. I've got 25 new people that you're going to be meeting later this month and next month, and we're always looking for new partners who want to be a part of our platform and have their seven-minute spot, which, you know, it does go over a little bit. So the criteria, I'm just going to give it to you quick. It's really simple. You got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business. You got to be doing good things. That's it. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the graphic that says schedule your seven-minute talk radio show segment. And we're building this like-minded community. It's our way of getting one location, all information, resource platform, like-minded people. This way you don't have to say, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to follow. I couldn't figure what tag action to do. Who should I trust? It's all in one platform. And no censorship. The big tech media can't prevent us from, they can, but they haven't. So let's just leave it at that. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. and become part of our community, trustworthy website, blah, blah, blah. You all know all of this already. But again, just become part of it and go there and learn and meet some great people. So let's just see here again. We are going to have Ms. Tippi Felsenstein on. Audience, give her a round of applause. We had a great time with her last night. Thanks for being patient, Tippi. I wanted to just get that information out there so that I could get some more great partners like yourself on the platform. So I appreciate you. Let me do that plug.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Audience is clapping for me. I come here just for that.
I know. That's why you're so funny. You're so funny. We had such a great time on our conversation last month. So I'm glad that you're back. And as what we were going to talk about, you know, you're all about your mission and finding what that is. And since this show is about transformation and rediscovery and, you know, even tapping into the animal spirit, I figured you wanted to kind of elaborate on that and maybe even talk about an upcoming guest or so. So how does that sound?
So I have been going crazy this week with the vaccines because many people that I love are rushing and waiting online and rushing the vaccine. And so I think with all this crazy pressure to take the vaccine, people need to go back inside themselves, take a deep breath, relax. I really believe that the more spiritual you get, and when I say spiritual, I mean within yourself rather than follow someone that's spiritual, I think the less likely you are to do damage to yourself. It's really interesting how the more people meditate, the more they take a deep breath and relax, the more they actually take time out during the day to contemplate and to think about things, the more they become aware of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
So many people don't have a clue what's going on, even though it's right in your face. Nobody's hiding anything anymore. And
they don't know. As we've been forced to wear masks all year, all of the powers that be, like I mentioned, I call them the 10 B's and the false authorities and the elected officials, they have literally run down the street and ripped theirs off. So everything is out in the open now on things that I didn't even necessarily know myself, that I just turn around and go, oh my God, are they that arrogant? Are they that brazen?
Yes.
That they are,
yes,
they have forgotten the mic is on. They don't care anymore.
They literally don't care.
And we need to be more awake to what's going on. And I want to do one comment real quick about the vaccines because you brought it up. Well, first of all, let's get the information out there for everyone. It's not a vaccine. There is nothing vaccine about it. That's just the name that they gave it. It's not a vaccine.
Right.
It's
right.
Totally not.
No.
It is actually a biological agent with mRNA technology. It has tracking devices, operating systems, and it has fetal tissue from aborted babies. So if anybody wants to take that,
that's just the start,
That's just the start. Those are just the top ones. That's not even including all the rest of the stuff in it, but it is not a vaccine, and it's not going to actually do anything to help you. it is going to actually hurt you. And there will be a lot of people dying because they took this over the next 3 to 6 months. And if you don't believe me, then go listen and watch Dr. Simone Goals, the founder of Frontline Doctors. She has a video that she did at a big conference. It is unbelievable, the information that you will hear and watch in this. If you go to our Take Action tab, it's right there. It's even on our homepage. So anyone who is thinking about taking a vaccine for an issue that has a 99.98% survival rate, and it actually, the fatality rate for the quote-unquote Wuhan virus is actually higher than the regular flu, So you will act, if you got both of them, you would actually be more likely to die from the regular flu than the Wuhan virus. All right. So I just want that information out there for anybody who wants to hear the facts and the truth and tell your loved ones, because I don't want you, we don't want them to get sick, have other issues and die because they took this operating system tracking device. So I will let you take it from there, my dear, but I had to get it off my chest because I can't let people keep saying, worse than they are. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be interviewing an attorney that had done a lot of research on viral and NYU and that knows exactly what he's talking about. We're going to be interviewing for about an hour. There's so much information that people need to know. But because we have only a few minutes or maybe 1 minute left, I want to tell you about my new campaign that I got this week. I got a beautiful little card, and I'm in New York, in Brooklyn, so this is the city of the masks. Everybody knows. So I have a little card that says, thank you for not wearing a mask. Please pass it along to the next hero. And I'm literally looking with magnifying glasses on the streets for people who are not wearing a mask. And I have to tell you, it's very difficult to find it. But when I do find one, they get a beautiful little pink card and a mask. And,
I love that. So lots of sheep in Brooklyn. Lots of sheep.
Oh,
people just following instruction because someone told them to do it. And I'll share with you, and this should be interesting for you. Earlier on the show, I mentioned I interviewed Michelle Winder. It's on episode 165 for anybody who wants to listen to it. But she does have some real legitimate inside sources on things. And she shared with me off the air this, and then she mentioned on her show last night, so I figure I can say it. She said that the one of the three-letter agencies, I don't know, it was the FBI or the CIA, one of those, they said when this whole thing first came out, because it's a propaganda plandemic, keep in mind, propaganda plandemic, she said that those agencies, they were so surprised that the American people caved in and bought the whole mask and the two-week shutdown and didn't fight back. They thought, Europe's going to do it, no problem. But the Americans, they're going to push back a little bit, might be a little more difficult to pull this off. We'll have to come up with some other things. She said they were so surprised that everybody just laid down and did it. And a year later, we're still there. So
actually, me too. Personally, I was shocked every day for months and months and months when I walked outside, not just that everybody obediently did everything they were told, but also they started policing other people so effectively. Like it's mind-blowing how well this worked.
It was like the ultimate sham scam, that it's almost that, well, then they probably wrote it all out, right? And then they went, you know what, this movie script, no one's gonna believe it if we made a movie of it. So they probably shopped it around. They shopped it around. They said, nobody's going to believe this. No one is going to believe this. No one's going to go to this movie because it is so ridiculous that this would happen. And they said, you know what? Instead of doing a movie, because that will cost us money, why don't we just throw it out there and see if we can actually do it in real life? Because we think they're at a point that they'll believe us. And that's where we are today. The movie studio said no. So they said, let's do it for real.
Right. Yes, I really believe that this whole thing could be over tomorrow if enough people wake up and say, I'm not going to comply. That's all you have to do is say no and not wear a mask. And that's why I started with the mask. It is so much more. Take off the mask and I tell you, everything is over. the more they can't play us anymore. As you know, they call us herd. We're the herd, herd mentality, herd immune system, herd immunity. We are just herd, a whole bunch of little herds gathering together and following our shepherd, the illuminated ones. And as soon as they realize we're not herd, and we take, they are terrified of us. That's why they want to silence you. That's why they want to silence me. That's why they will not let anyone go on if they can just get rid of them. And they do. They get rid of humanity because they are terrified that people are going to wake up. And I am so convinced that people are waking up and will wake up in spite of all that. Look at you. I mean, you know, how is it that people can actually stand up? And you know that once you have enough people following you and understanding you, you're going to be the one targeted.
Yeah, I don't care.
If you're not already, I don't know.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. No, bring it. Bring it. I would love to have a conversation. Well, you know, I don't need people at my house throwing things. You know what I mean? But
no.
If somebody wanted to have an actual, yeah, that would be really bad. But if they wanted to have a conversation, right, and actually go back and forth about facts,
yes,
or things like that, I bring it. I don't care who it is. But
yeah, you would love,
you know,
that. Exactly.
Yeah, all day long. I will throw stats at them that will make, they'll start to cry. They're like, I wasn't prepared. She knows the numbers. This is true. What am I going to do?
Yeah,
I
have a racist.
And they're going to go, yeah, and then they're going to call me racist. They go, I just lost to a girl. Like, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You lost to a girl. What are you going to do about that? And it's not a girl who was a boy that was a girl that was a boy. It's a real girl. It's just a real girl. Yeah, so there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that you're doing the cards. I love that you're doing those cards.
Yes, it's my new thing in New York. And I'm not going to be here much longer. I'm probably going to be out of here in a month or two. So I figure while I'm here, if I can get a few people that wake up and say, yeah, what's going on, I'll be okay. But I won't give it to someone who's wearing a mask. I don't even want to deal with these people.
No, I can't. I don't want to see it. I actually went, I'll tell a brief story and then I'll let you finish up so we can close the show out. I went for the first time and I don't know how long to get something to eat out at a restaurant, and I didn't wear a mask. Come on. So, and why would I? But this wait staff all had masks on. And then every single person that walked in the door had a mask on. And of course, some of them were like bedazzled and they were like high-end masks, which I would never spend a dollar or a penny to buy one of those things.
Those
right?
are cracked me up. Yeah.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, some of these girls were a little bit younger and I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. So every single person came in, and then once they got to their table or whatever, they would take it off. And just use logic, people. How is entering with a mask on and then taking it off once you're inside? But then once they got up from the table, people would then take their mask out and put it on and then walk outside. So I don't know. I guess there's a zone that happens between a door and a table that's bad. But then anywhere else in the restaurant is safe. So just using common sense, guys, just not quite make, but it's just, they've been indoctrined to, like, that's the motion.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy to watch these robots, these sheep
it
do
is.
That.
It
and
is.
It was disturbing. I said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go out to enjoy something to eat if that's what I have to see, because to me it's very upsetting and disturbing that
it is
human beings have allowed themselves to be so brainwashed and indoctrined by lies and people controlling them, that I just had more confidence in the human being. But anyway, take it out for
is.
The rest
and,
of the show. Say what you need to say and I'll wrap up.
So I have to tell you what I found in Brooklyn. I'm not even sure I should say it, but I found an underground restaurant. So it's a store. They have everything all covered, the windows. And in order to go there, you have to call and have a code. And then when you get there, they go, we're not open. You have to go to the gas station. So I have to go to the gas station, and then some guy has to take me through a back alley.
That's awesome.
But I have to... But once I got inside, the place was jam-packed with people. It was amazing.
Oh, how great.
The thing, The thing about it is it's really scary because these are the stories I used to hear in Russia when people would cover their curtains and light candles or pray or do things that the government did not allow them to do. So it's scary as hell, but it is also so amazing to just eat with normal people who are not walking in with masks. It was very surreal.
That is awesome. It was like the back here in, when they did the alcohol prohibition, they had the speakeasies. So everything was under the ground, you know. And in New York, I'm sure that there's tons of those places still around where, you know, that secret doors and all of a sudden you're in the basement. So, yeah, that happened. But
alleyway.
The good people that are brave, that are on the same page, they manage to come together and find each other and, you know, and support like you did in your underground bunker restaurant, which is
restaurant.
So great. You got to get a code, you know, they're like, what you're, and then they have to go to the gas station and then you get let in and then inside it's a huge party and everyone's having a great time.
It's crazy scary, but I'm so liberated to know that some people are not just taking it like that. But the truth is, if they really opened a restaurant, there would be a bunch of cops right all over them arresting them. Because they don't arrest people if they break into your house. But if you dare go out to eat, oh my God, now that's a thing to be arrested for.
Yeah, or go to church. God forbid you go to church. You're not allowed at church. Why? Because you might talk to somebody. You might learn the truth. I mean, you there's too many people congregating. You might, like, oops, I said the truth. I said, oh, we don't want you guys talking to each other. So we're going to shut down any places that you can congregate. Yeah, it's insane.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a bill proposed by the nice governor of California that even if you do go to pray, you cannot sing or chant.
Oh, yeah.
Actual bill proposal. You cannot sing or chant. So now they can easily tell where people are singing or chanting. Then they know they can bust them up. It's just freaky what's going on. So
It's just an excuse. It's a way for control. It's about fear. It's about obeying. It's about giving up our freedoms, which there are people out there. You're seeing them all the place where they have those masks. Anybody that wears a mask is condoning the fact that they don't have freedom and they're fine with it. And that, because don't forget, wearing a mask is, it's not against the law. It's kind of a suggestion.
It's a muzzle.
I'm following the rules. It's like having a master. It's being a slave. That's what it is. You become a slave to some false authority because they want that control. It's actually just so disturbing when you look at it from that point, as opposed to, oh, just put it on so that way you don't have anybody saying anything. No, it's actually harmful to your health. Harmful to you. Breathing your own carbon dioxide in your dirty air. Not only does it, the masks don't do anything because the particles are actually so much smaller than what the masks are. You're breathing in dirty air. You're actually getting sick from breathing in your own air. Ridiculous. But anyway, we can go on for days about that, my friend. Give your contact information so people can tune into your show. And
hippietalkshow.com, coming up, a lot of research about the so-called vaccine, that the injection they want to put in you, coming up this week. Go to hippietalkshow.com. It will be there. And if you want to be a guest and you have things to say, like obviously you do, but go to the contact page. Put your information in the contact page. I will get that information and we will get it out there as many outlets as possible. As many people as can need to speak out. You cannot stay inside your house like a mouse because they will be there and they will put a muzzle on your mouth if you do not say anything. And so I pray that not too many people are lining up to get those injections, and I really pray for them. And let's all really try to be with a clean heart and a pure heart and love each other as much as possible, because that's the vibration that's going to get rid of them.
And it's us versus them, guys. So it doesn't matter. We've talked about it in the last segment and every single episode. It's not Republican, Democrat. It is us, the American people, against the false authorities and the elected officials. That is where we stand at this point. So we all need to come together and support one another, our like-minded people that are finally starting to become more awake to what's really going on and just pay attention. Like you said, start paying attention. It's all out there. You want to go to listen to Tippi's show, go to our Take Action page, and it's right there in front of your face. Videos, documents, information, websites, people. You don't have to even search. Don't even touch Google. Just go straight to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Tippi, thank you so much. I'm going to add your show to our must-listen-to page this weekend because I'm playing catch-up, so then that way they could just click on your pretty face and go listen to your show. And then do me a favor, send me an email when you're going to have that doctor on so I can promote that, and then tag me in the social media so I can get that out there too. And I'll remind our listeners about when that show's coming up. So I would appreciate that.
Sounds good. Just in closing, I want to say you are my new family. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter where you were born or what you believe in. You are my new family, and we are the only ones that actually can save the world. I don't want to get grandiose, but that's the way it is.
No, you're totally right. Amen to that. Ditto and amen. Thank you, my friend. Look forward to talking to you next
month.
Thank you. You're the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye. All right, so I just want to let everybody know a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info and episodes and websites are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's on the homepage. You can also click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partners tab. And again, I went over, but you know, she said the word vaccine, and I just thought I was doing so good, and then I unleashed the Kraken. I just want to get you guys the truth. That's why I've got the platform. That's why I have these guests on, just so you have the information. Take those masks off. It's hurting yourself. Don't take the quote-unquote vaccine. Oh, my God. Go to the Take Action tab. Information's there. And then once you see the Take Action tab, all the information for all the different categories is there to contact your politicians, your elected officials, the election fraud facts, to the COVID facts, to the must listen to people, the patriotic media who's not going to lie to you, the people to follow. Everything's there. I put everybody that's on the same page so we can turn everything around. Remember to take some time this weekend to listen to episode 161, Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace, Michelle Winder's show, which is episode 165. That one's actually a really fun one too. And then, pick that one item that you want to change in your life or change in your business this weekend. Go to any of the 130 episodes that are the one-on-one interviews or the 163 segments of this particular purpose-driven partner segment and find who you want to, what category, what, and who you want to connect to. And let's just make a change, pen and paper, write it down. I'm going to do the same thing this weekend. It's time. So tune in Monday, February 22nd at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, and learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, and much more. I hope everybody's awake and you are ready to make a change. Rip off those masks, guys. Open up your businesses. Go to church. Time to take some action on what we shared today. And we're doing this. And as even Tippi said, just remember... Make it a great day. Have a great weekend because you deserve it. Monday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. We are out of here.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.